Hello, everyone. Welcome back to I'm Sad and I Like Bands. This is Abby.
Hi, I'm James.
And we are your hosts for tonight of this week's episode called Staring at Shoes.
It's an episode devoted to our favorite shoegaze bands. Shoegaze is a genre of music where the guitar players look at their guitar pedals, thus gazing at their shoes.
And just to clarify, it's not all shoegaze, because some people are going to get mad because this is not all shoegaze music.
Yeah, we got some cool indie rock on here as well.
I curated an excellent list for y'all. So I'm going to start off by playing Death by Fire by Land of Talk, which is something that happens to witches, which I may or may not be. So this is a real fear of mine. Just kidding. Maybe not kidding.
I've seen you swim before, so...
Oh, well, there you go. See, my cover is blown. But, yeah, so that's gonna be that. That's Land of Talk. They're really good. They're really cool, and you're gonna like them. So here you go.
We'll be right back.
Ayo! That's that song was Death by Fire by Land of Talk. Good old tune.
And then I'm Abby.
and I am James.
We're still here.
This is, yeah. So this song is called Fill in the Blank. It's by Car Seat Headrest, and it's about when people are like, hey, you're depressed? Why don't you just stop?
So this song, much like some of the other songs on this playlist, has really, really sad words, but like a almost happy beat that makes you think, oh man, this is a jam, like, this is great, and then you listen to the words and you're like, wow, I'm depressed, and so is he. And so this song is for anyone who's ever had someone be like, why don't you just smile? Or like, why do you need those meds? Why don't you just, you know, change your life and clean up your room? This is for you guys. Here you go. Here's a song validating your existence.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
Thank you.
That was Car Seat Headrest.
I love Car Seat Headrest.
They're super great, and they played last year at Boston Calling, and I went to Boston Calling, and I waited an hour and a half to get in, and I missed their set.
Ha-ha. Oh, yeah, you missed their set.
Super great. But speaking of Boston Calling, we're going to Boston Calling 2018 this year to try to redeem ourselves.
Humble brag.
And the next band, the OCs, is probably one of my favorite bands of all time. I'm, like, low-key really obsessed with them and have been since high school. And they are also playing at Boston Calling this year, and that's going to be super great. This song is called Flood's New Light, and it's off of Putrefiers 2, which is an amazing album, and I wish I owned it.
And
if you don't
slaps.
Own it, you should buy it, and it slaps. Here you go.
Punk rock.
Yeah, I love trippy punk rock. Usually, yeah. I have a joke about the OCs. Like, my favorite part about the OCs is the whoops in their songs. You don't know what that is, but I'm going to demonstrate for you. Ready? So they're going to have a trippy song. It's like, wah, whoop, and like, yip.
Yeah, yep, there's a lot of those sound effects.
It's like a yip-yip sound, like Appa Yip Yip from Avatar. Wow, I had, like, no sleep this week. Anyway, you know what feels like heaven? Sleeping. And that's what this next song is called. It's called Feels Like Heaven by Ariel Pink.
Not to be confused with Just Like Heaven by The Cure.
Yeah, Anyway, I actually thought of that when I heard this, because this album is from 2017, but it sounds like it's from 1984, because Ariel Pink, formerly known as Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, is, like, very first wave, and that's probably why I like him. Anyway, here's Ariel Pink.
Da, 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 da.
There I go again, falling in love again. I knew better just like before, but here I go, 'cause that's when you came to me and saved my life. Girl, I was just a boy.
Okay, so that was Feels Like Heaven by Ariel Pink, and that song was really good. I heard it for the first time today. Not right now. I heard it earlier, but yeah. I don't know this MGMT song, and that's confusing me. So why don't I know this MGMT song, Abby?
Well, I can answer that. So MGMT hasn't released an album since their self-titled in 2013, which is when I saw them on tour. And the picture that I have as the picture for this playlist is actually a picture that I took of Andrew Van Winegarden on stage at the Oakdale in Connecticut. And there's no one in front of me because I had wicked good spot, and it's like clear as day. Anyways,
you're so special.
I'm a special snowflake. Anyway, they're releasing a new album hopefully soon, called Little Dark Age, and their second single at the end of last year is called Little Dark Age, and so that's what we're playing, because they have another song called When You Die, which is probably 80% swears, and I can't play it for you. It's pretty cool if you want to look into it. Heck. It's called When You Die. The lyrics are very salty, and I don't know who dumped him and hurt him, but they probably deserve this song.
Oh, man.
And the next song that's coming, Little Dark Age, is kind of following the theme of this sounds really cute and happy, but it's also really sad. And so Little Dark Age is like the dark age in his life. So like taking the dark ages and just bringing them to his life, aka depression. So
here's that.
So have fun with that. It's a fun song, I promise.
Seeing what's to come.
wild ride that was.
Yes, that was Little Dark Age. Once again, a song from 2017 that sounds like it was from 30 years ago.
It's a cool trend.
It's really exciting. I'm really about it. I love new wave. 80s music so much.
The 80s.
Joke's on you guys. We're only dating because we both really love First Wave.
Well, actually, you showed me Foxing, and I was like, damn. So that was not new wave. That would be emo.
What is emo?
You know, a lot of people ask that. Technically, isn't it Midwestern? We're not getting into it right now.
Midwest emo is the only emo. Yeah, hashtag represent.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is Always.
Yeah, Always. They're a Canadian band, and they're really great. And I just bought their first.
Clearly Always. There's two Vs.
All right. Well, you always say that, and it's very annoying. Anyway.
My favorite band is Wows.
Wows. That's really annoying, too.
I'm sorry, you were talking. I just totally...
Yeah, thank you for mansplaining Always to me. Anyways.
I'm sorry.
Always is from Canada, and they're really great, and their new album is more shoegazy than the last one, but I got their last album on vinyl recently, and it's clear, and it's really pretty. And both of their albums have really great cover art, if you want to look at it. They look like real... like cool like National Geographic pics or something. I don't know. The second one's more reminiscent of like a Led Zeppelin like Houses of the Holy vibe. I don't know. Anyway, this is Plimsoll Punks off of Antisocialites, which came out very recently by Always.
Always.
Just strawberry ice cream floating.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so there was an outro I didn't expect. My bad, I hit the button too early.
He's okay.
But yeah, that was Always, which is spelled with two V's instead of a W.
Because it's creative, and it's 2018.
Sure. I mean, there's a lot of bands like that. There's Pivorous, and there's Traverses, and...
Wavavas.
Wows. Good music. I was going to say something and totally forgot what it was.
Oh, we were both just on Facebook right now.
Oh, right.
And he goes... Ha ha, look at this Hard Times article. And I have my phone up, and I literally had the same Hard Times article on my screen. We were like, oh,
we were looking at the same meme at the same time.
Nope.
And here's another meme, and it's called When They Fight, They Fight by Generationals.
It's not a meme. I actually heard this song in Chipotle the other day.
That's a meme.
It's, okay, sure.
What isn't a meme? It's 2018.
28 meme.
It's actually cool, because today's date is the first and last numbers of the year, and then the year. Think about that. All right, here's When They Fight, They Fight. This next song is by Death Grips. Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. This next song is by The National.
Couldn't be more opposite.
Yeah, this song is called The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness.
Hmm, wonder what that could be about. Oh, yes, it's following our theme of
sad
depression songs.
Sad-pression.
Sad-pression. It's winter time.
It's winter, and we're all sad, and this album, Sleep Well Beast, is fantastic.
Yet another album that just came out in 2017. I'm trying to put stuff on here that just came out at the end of last year, because, you know, stuff hasn't come out yet, because it's only the beginning of 2018. Maybe some stuff has, but...
Yeah, there's a couple of things, but nothing... Nothing as good as The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness
by
The
National. Yeah, that was pretty great. Didn't it get nominated for
it won.
A Grammy? It won a Grammy.
Yeah, it won. Although, you know, like, the Grammys this year, I mean,
hey,
could have gone to some women, but that's
not what happened. People of color, but that's fine. You know, maybe next frickin' century.
Ugh.
But hey, Father John Misty won a Grammy for Best Album Packaging. Just want to say congrats, bro. Love you. You're the bomb. I have your album and also the poster of your album art, so I totally
agree
with the
listening?
Critics.
Like,
who knows? You don't know. We love you, Josh.
This song is by The National.
The system only dreams.
yeah, that song is good.
Heck yeah.
This next song is by Pavement, which is a band.
Pavement is, like, one of my favorite bands ever. I'm going to calm down now. But I had a really big Pavement phase when I was in high school. When Spotify, like, first was a thing, I had a solely Pavement playlist on my laptop, which is, like, 300 songs. And they're really great. This song is called Blue Hawaiian. I played it a lot when I was in Hawaii, even though I wasn't old enough to actually drink a Blue Hawaiian. I hate everything. It's fine.
I've never had one either, so you're not, I mean...
Apparently they're really good, so I'm, like, pretty sad that I missed out, but, you know, next time.
We could, next time you go to Hawaii, I mean, we should go to Hawaii, though. Like, I've never been there.
Or we could just make Blue Hawaiians and pretend we're in Hawaii.
If you drink enough Blue Hawaiians, you'll be in Hawaii.
That's true.
Here's that song. Good.
Welcome to my friends. This house is a home, and a home's where I belong. Where the feelings are warm and the foundations are strong. If my soul has a shape, well, then it is an ellipse. And this slap is a gift, 'cause your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks have lost their luster. You know your cheeks are lost, luster, 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 luster. Take it back, send the turn out of time. Tape machine needs to be bark in the dog, and you've got a guardian. When the capital's S, it is followed by a T, and it's probably me. And the tones are grouped in clusters. You know the tones are grouped in clusters. Well, the tones are grouped in clusters. You know the tones are grouped in clusters. Clusters, clusters, clusters. Take it back. Into the past. Lately, never gonna last.
Yeah, that was Blue Hawaiian by Pavement. Good tune, good tune.
Very, very relaxing. Almost so like you're on a beach.
Yeah, that reminds me of the Dismemberment Plan, which is a band that I like from DC. And this next band is also a band that I like. That makes me sad. And they're called Now Now, but this is an album that they did before they were called Now Now, and they were called Now Now Every Children, which is a phrase that doesn't make any sense, and I'm glad that they changed their name.
But they're not Now Now Every Children Now. Now they're Now Now.
Now is Now Now.
They're just Now Now Now.
Now Now. Now Now.
Now Now. Why do you guys keep changing your name?
Okay. Here's Not One But Two by Now Now. Yeah, that song was Not One, But Two by Now Now, and that is my least favorite album by them, but that song was really good, and Abby was right, and I was wrong. Just so we're all clear. Yeah, this next one is called Parenthesis, and it's by The Antlers.
Parentheses.
Parentheses?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, I've never heard this song, so I don't... What's it like?
It's, like, sad. It's sad, because I'm sad and I like bands, you know?
That's
remember?
That's the name of the show.
Remember?
Yeah.
But this is on the same album as Putting the Dog to Sleep, which is, like, probably one of the saddest songs you'll ever hear, ever, The Antlers. They also have an album called Hospice.
Hospice.
You know.
That hits me very personally.
Yeah, me too, but it's really sad. This is less sad than that album. It's from, I want to say 2011, so, freshman year of high school, super awkward times.
Yeah, like very depressing, awful, terrible. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Here's some depressing crap.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello. That was the Antlers. This is going to be Grimes up next. She also just released an album recently, but this is not on it.
Grimy lady.
Grimy, you know, this is called Genesis.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Yeah, here's some depressing crap.
You don't have to say. Time, but I really wanted to play you this song called Los Ageless, so I'm gonna go over a little bit. Here is Los Ageless by Saint Vincent off of her newest album, Mass Seduction. Is awesome.
Thanks. This has been I Am Sad and I Like Bands by Abby Williams or something.
Or something.
In love.
years of unwritten memoirs, but I can keep running, no, I can keep running. Sunset superstars, girls in cages playing their guitars, but how can I leave? I just fall in the hood of my car. Oh, in those ageless, the waves they never break, they build and build until you don't have no escape.